Welcome back to Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neogentrix. Questions, answers, issues, people, things that we have to consider, stuff that actually happens. This brings up an exciting topic. Not so really, it's not so much. Basically, it's on assertiveness in specific types of situations. So with that, I basically say this. What are your demands, your criticisms, and your compliments? Keep this in mind. Okay? Those three areas, those three things, okay? There are three particular situations where assertive behavior is called for, but may be particularly difficult to use, okay? These are what you call, you're called up to deal with demands, especially unreasonable ones, or criticism, or to give or receive a compliment from somebody, you know, things of that nature. All these situations may make you feel uncomfortable, often because you are dealing with a situation where your own and others' wishes may be mutually exclusive. However, this is exactly the time at which assertiveness is most important. So with that being said, we're going to pick up where I left off. We're going to continue talking about assertiveness today, and then we'll move on. Okay? So, on that note, let's talk about dealing with demands. Dealing with unacceptable demands can be daunting experience, and having the courage to be assertive in such circumstances is not easy for some people. Okay, it must always be acknowledged that everyone has the right not to fulfill a demand. You have the right to say no. Okay, you don't have to always say yes. Okay, when faced with a demand, consideration should be given to the following. Okay. Most people are strongly influenced by stereotypes. For example, those of the efficient manager or the selfless mother. Okay, such generalizations can sometimes place unreasonable demands, expectations, and unfair burdens upon those holding particular roles. Everyone has the right not to accept the demands associated with such roles. When rejecting a demand, it is important to explain that it is the demand that's being rejected, not the person. Now, if you're rejecting the person, I can't tell you nothing about that. That's your own thing, but it's not considered proper assertiveness, and it's not considered proper communication. Also, it's not nice. Keep that in mind. People often feel others have a right to their time and effort. You have no right. You have a right, I'm sorry, to say no without having to justify yourself or even give a reason. Having rejected a demand, it is important to keep to that decision. If you crumble under the pressure, others will learn you can be swayed, so you need to be firm. Okay, basically, it presents you off as a person that they can easily manipulate, and if you don't want to be considered that, keep this in mind. Okay, you do, of course, have the right to change your mind if circumstances change. Okay, if making demands, people tend to often resort to passive or manipulative responses. You may also assume a dependency upon the efforts of others, okay? So apart from certain exceptions, for example, dependent children, everyone is responsible for themselves and undue reliance should not be placed upon others. Remember that you have rights too, okay? Assertiveness is quietly, non-aggressively, but firmly exerting those rights. One of which is to refuse demands that you consider to be unreasonable or which you are unable to meet. At the same time, you also need to recognize the rights of others to make requests of you and receive a polite response. All right, so that's that. Now we're going to take a short break. And then we're going to talk about dealing with criticisms. This is something I want to focus on for a little bit. Okay, so that's how you deal with demands. That's how you basically handle them, but remembering that you still have some rights yourself to decide what you actually do, okay? Slavery has been abolished in 85 to 95% of the world, okay? You're not being forced to do anything. No one can make you say yes, although depending on whether you say yes or no determines the opportunities that come across your way. But remember, you're nobody's slave. You work for yourself. Even when you work under certain people, because you decide what you can and cannot do, if you can even do it at all. With that being said, let's talk about criticism. and how you deal with it. So keep this in mind when you're receiving criticism. Okay, first off, let's start with this. Take time to decide whether it is genuine criticism or whether there is some other reason for it. For example, that someone is angry or frustrated and you are simply there in front of them. Acknowledge the criticism by repeating or reflecting it. You might respond, so you feel that, and then leave it at that, okay? As with any feedback, it's important to thank the person for providing it, sorry. Acknowledge any truthful elements of the criticism, even if they are hard to hear, okay? If the criticism includes an element of truth, try to avoid common response of lashing back with counter-criticism. Criticism has a hint of truth tends to be wounding, but it may be offered in the hope that it will be used constructively. After all, not everyone is skilled in giving feedback, so it may or may not come out the way you would expect it to come out. And in the topic of giving criticism, if possible, avoid criticizing others. Instead, try to think about it as giving constructive, albeit negative feedback to change their behavior. As weird as that sounds, this will help you to remain calm and give the feedback more effectively. Okay? Criticism or negative feedback can be tempered or appear less brutal when it's given alongside support for the other person. Crucially, you must ensure that it is a criticism of the action rather than of the person. Begin with a supportive comment such as, "I appreciate all the work you've put on this, but we have a problem with." Okay? Any sentence that begins with "you are" will cause offense and should be avoided at all costs, unless it ends with a compliment. Focus on the behavior, not the personal attributes of the other individual. Keep any criticism specific and avoid generalities. For example, "it was late when you picked up the children today," rather than saying "you're always late." Generalized statements may not reflect the reality of the situation and have a tendency to imply that the individual is at fault when the problem may have been caused by other difficulties or unforeseen circumstances. It is preferable to avoid blaming someone for causing your emotion. For example, you make me so angry when it is better to focus on yourself at the center of your own emotions. And as an alternative to the statement above, you could say, "I feel very angry when you." It sounds calm, it's relaxing, and it doesn't create tension, but it helps them understand that there are problems there and that, you know, if they can't help you fix it, leave it be. Okay? So there's that. I'll take one more break here, and then we'll talk about giving and receiving compliments. All right. Final topic for today. Giving and receiving compliments. Everybody likes receiving them. Not everyone likes giving them. They assume that everyone has to give them a compliment first before they have the right to give someone else it. That is not right. This is wrong. And it kind of implies that everybody's basically doing a great job or everybody's doing an awful job. And in retrospect, this is not a good thing. I'm just saying that right now. Okay? Some people find that giving and receiving a compliment is difficult or embarrassing and may feel the need to either shrug them off or basically return them back to the person they came from. Complimenting is a positive way of giving support, showing approval, and increasing the other person's self-confidence. Learning to both give and accept them gracefully is an important skill, however, not a lot of people have it. If a compliment is rejected, the person giving it may feel embarrassed or discounts it and may be less likely to pay a compliment in the future. All things considered, you know? When you are complimented, therefore, thank the person given the compliment and accept it, whether or not you actually agree with it. Useful phrases include "thank you," "that's very kind of you to say that," or "thank you, it was a pleasure." But it's always nice to hear that you appreciate it. These are ways you can actually show your gratitude in a positive way, even if you don't really want the compliment, okay? If you're not sure on how to be gracious or what gratitude is, feel free to go back and check out my podcast that I covered on morals when I covered gratitude. So, lastly here, let's keep this in mind. when you're given a compliment, okay, ensure it's genuine. Insincerity is easily detected and will undermine your efforts to build up the person's self-esteem, okay? And remember that positive reinforcement is more effective than negative reinforcement. Compliments will be remembered much more readily and happily than criticism. Instead, criticism might actually create a negative tension in the air between you and said person, even if there's actually nothing wrong. And if a compliment is not appropriate, then find a way to say thank you or offer some praise instead in a way that might be a little more effective without embarrassing either party or upsetting somebody. All right. Finally, remember, assertiveness is always more appropriate than passive or aggressive behavior, even if it is difficult. Try to treat others as you would like to be treated and respect and politeness. With respect and politeness. This will help you to respond assertively to others, even in difficult situations. Okay? This will make everything a lot easier to go about, and everyone will be able to enjoy the rest of your day without any difficulties or any other issues. All right? So with that, again, I thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for your time. Please feel free to continue following my podcast here on Anchor. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also follow me on many of the other stations that I'm available on, including Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play. If you have any questions, feel free to message me, and I will be able to look at those topics. If you have any suggestions that for future podcast things you would like for me to discuss or stuff you would like me to cover, feel free to hit me up. And again, like I said before, this is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You. My name is Neo Gentrix, signing out. I'll talk to you guys later. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be blessed.